If you are looking for a wedding podcast that's not just fun but goes a little deep, then you have found it. We're the Feel Good Wedding Podcast by Polka Dot Wedding, and my name is Dorothy, and I am also known as Miss Polka Dot. I am the founder and editor of Polka Dot Wedding, and I have been writing about weddings for 16 years. The Feel Good Wedding Podcast dives a little deeper than the stories. Of course, we tell the stories. We tell plenty of them. But we're also talking about vendor advice. We're also talking about business advice, and we're also diving a little deeper beyond those stories. We're diving into the mistakes and the I wish I did's, and the problems and the qualms that these couples have, and that vendors have too. We've got so much in store. We're jumping into season two, and we can't wait to have you along for the ride. Keep on listening, and we'd love to hear from you, so make sure you stick around. The Polka Dot Wedding team is honoured to conduct our work on the land of the Boonwurrung, Woi Wurrung, Eora, and Kurungi people. We honour the traditional Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander custodians of the land, and we pay our respects to elders past and present. It is often said that wedding stationery is the first moment your guests get an insight into the way that your wedding is going to work. It's a first impression, if you will. It sets out the style and the dress code and all the formality of the wedding to your guests. But it also sets the expectations for how the day is going to unfold. So it's actually really important to get it right. But not only that, in 2023, there is so much more to wedding stationery than just an invitation, because there are things like wedding websites that we now have to accommodate. But then on the day itself, there are also things like wedding signage and place cards and order of service and the guidance that you give your guests using paper pieces. So today we invited Natalie Reedy, who owns a beautiful wedding stationery business called A Tactile Perception. Now, Natalie creates almost works of art with her paper pieces, because she even paints some of them. They're just these beautiful, complete suites that really have thought put into them. Natalie knows a lot about wedding stationery, of course. So today she's going to dive into all of it with us. The nitty gritty, the really, how do I do this and what do I do here? And I'm really looking forward to understanding a little bit more about the paper pieces that I love so much at a wedding. Let's get started. Natalie, thank you for joining us today. I'm so thrilled to talk to you all about wedding stationery.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm excited to be here.
Now, let's kick it off with an introduction, because you have an amazing background. Not only are you a wedding stationery owner, which I'd like to hear all about how you started that one, but it's a little known fact that your background is actually as a neuropsychologist. And you only recently full-time, didn't you, with the tactile perception?
I did, yes. It's been a bit of a journey.
How did you start going from your professional background, or your more scientific background, I should say, to stationery?
Yeah, well, it certainly wasn't that much of a leap, because I've really been sort of designing and kind of having that in my blood for my whole life, really. It's been a bit of a long road. And, you know, if I think about what I was doing in high school, I was taking graphic design and physics and Japanese and a whole range of things. And my careers counsellor laughed at me because I wanted to be a pilot as well. So I kind of liked everything, and I still like everything. And then I decided not to be a pilot, and I went to university and studied neuropsychology. I found neuroscience and neuropsychology and absolutely loved it. And so I got my master's and PhD in that field, and did, you know, worked in hospitals for 10 years. And even though I had that as my day job, I've always been creative. I've always really had that, I say it kind of feels like my soul's work. Like, I know that sounds really corny, but I've always been drawing and creating and painting and making jewelry and scrapbooking and all sorts of things at different ages. You know, when I was really little, I was, you know, probably in grade one or grade two, I was teaching my classmates origami. So I've always been a bit of a creative nerd. But yeah, as I said, I really, really loved neuropsychology, and I still very much identify as a neuropsychologist. But in about 2015, I decided to, after making my own wedding invitations, start a business in wedding stationery. I really loved it. And the plan was to have it as a side business. And I had two children, and the idea was that after I had the two kids, I would stop neuropsychology and really just sort of be at home with my kids part-time and work on stationery part-time. But actually in 2016, after the birth of my second son, my marriage ended. And that really, you know, turned my whole world upside down. I had two babies to look after. I had a mortgage to pay and I couldn't leave my day job. So that plan, you know, kind of went out the window. But, you know, a tactile perception stayed open the whole time because I really had to have that as something that was for me. You know, I really, really needed that. I couldn't just sort of be working, looking after the kids. I was really kind of running myself into the ground, but I really had to have that as an outlet, as something that kind of balanced out that hospital work and, you know, let me have that creative outlet every day. So that was really, really important to me. And kind of fast forward to 2021. At the end of 2021, I fortunately was in a position to leave neuropsychology. And so I was able to, you know, spend more time with the kids. They'd been in care for so long and, you know, before school care, after school care. And now I can pick them up from school and work on a tactile perception and wedding invitations while they're at school and then help them with their homework after school and spend time with my new partner and spend time with the family and, you know, really have a really nice balance in life. So life's looking good.
Well, how wonderful too, because I remember we've worked with you for a really long time at Polka Dot Wedding with your business, and I like the evolution of that, of being able to go full time with your business and spend more time with your kids, is just so special and so wonderful. And why so many people get into weddings as well, I suppose, to be able to fulfill their creative side of things.
Absolutely. Yeah.
So I know you put a lot of thought into your stationery designs, and I've said that practically works of art, because there's ones that you even paint and it's just so beautiful. How have you seen those designs evolve over the years, the many years you've been creating them?
Yeah, look, I've certainly seen my designs evolve over time. So, I mean, over the last 7 years, my skills certainly have grown. I think, you know, any stationery designer talks about how you look back at your first designs and cringe a little bit. So, you know, my skills have grown, but also trends have changed a lot, you know, and I've evolved with that a little bit as well. I think back when I first started, a lot of designs were really about watercolor and about florals. And I still do incorporate graphics or images, graphics in the stationery, but now I also focus a little bit more on the typography as well. So the designs have certainly evolved, but one thing that really has stayed the same for me actually is coloured card. So I really like to use coloured card and textured card. I love to incorporate that rather than just using, you know, plain white. And it gives you, you know, really real pop of colour in the card, in the envelope and that sort of thing. So that's been really, really good. Yeah. So I guess that's how they've evolved over time.
So wedding stationery is really the first inkling that your guests will get about what your day is going to be like. And I feel like there's so many layers of what we have to consider with it. So how do we decide what we need for our stationery suite? So you give obviously your couples a lot of guidance in this, because it's not just about the invitation, but it is overwhelming because there's just so many bits and pieces to consider. So where do we start and where should we start when it comes to looking for our wedding stationery? And when?
Yeah, and when as well. Yeah, look, it absolutely can be overwhelming for people. You know, they're already trying to plan their whole wedding and they've got a sort of quite a list of things that they have to go through, and then they get down to stationery and think it's just invitations, and then they realise that it's save the date cards and it's table seating charts and it's menus and it's all this stuff, and it can absolutely be overwhelming. And so what I would suggest to people is that I first like to educate them around the timeline. So you mentioned, you know, and when do we even do this? So some people do kind of leave it to the last minute. So I would actually recommend thinking about, are you going to save the date cards? And if you are, you want to be thinking about a stationery designer, you know, 13, 14 months out from the wedding, because save the date cards can go out around 12 months beforehand. So definitely think about that. If you're not intending to do save the date cards, start thinking about a stationery designer, you know, 6 to 8 months beforehand. So definitely getting onto that. In terms of actually choosing a design, I find that couples tend to be one of two types. So They either come to me having kind of no idea what they really want because, you know, this is the first time they've planned invitations like this. Or you might find someone who says, this is a picture, I want this, this is my mood board, I've got all the details, this is what I want, what can we do? And that's really good too. I can work with either type of those kinds of people. And the advice I guess I would give to people then is not necessarily just to find a style you like, because there's so many beautiful styles out there, but find a style or a design that matches the overall aesthetic and mood for your wedding. So,
yeah,
you know, by the time couples choose stationery, most people have an idea of kind of colors and the mood or the vibe they want. And they have maybe a mood board or a Pinterest board. And so, you know, then you want to choose a supplier who you click with, who communicates really well with you, who's willing to help you and answer your questions, and whose previous designs you really like. So that's kind of where I would get people to start, and picking, you know, a picture off their website or off their Instagram or something like that, that you can then kind of start from, because then you really should be guided very directly by your stationer about what the next steps are. So try not to go too much into overwhelm.
So you don't have to think it all through, because that's what your stationer presumably is going to be able to help you with.
Absolutely, yeah, because, you know, I wouldn't recommend that people try to research too much into it, because there's so many specialty finishes, there's so many paper options, there's so many different kind of combinations and things we can do. So, you know, don't get overwhelmed with all of that. I definitely think that starting with a mood board or an image of something that we can kind of go off is really important. Obviously, if you've got a picture of an invitation, no designer is going to copy a design, of course, but you can come, you know, with an image and be like, oh, I like this, I don't really know what it is, and I might say, oh, that's letterpress, you know, and we can do that. So come with an image, because that's much more able to convey, you know, the type of colors, the style, the vibe that you're looking for. And then we can really go off that and go from there, because a good stationer will guide you. And rather than saying, you know, here's 100 options, pick one, we'll say, okay, based on what you've given me, here's two or three things that you might like, and let's go from there.
Yeah. And speaking of the details and speaking of letterpress, which I love, if you're not really familiar with wedding stationery, there are all these terms that are used that you're like, I have no idea what that is. So talk me through the different kinds of wedding stationery available. There's like difference between the flat printing, the letterpress, the embossing, the blind embossing, all that kind of stuff. What are the differences, and how can we really figure out what is right for us aside from choosing that first picture that's inspiring?
Yeah, so absolutely. So the most common type of printing you'll see is digital printing. So you can print in different colors, in black, and you can also do digital printing in white ink, which looks really, really beautiful. So that's the digital options. And then the next most common is probably letterpress, and that's where they actually get a metal plate and imprint the design into the paper. So you have that tactile sensation that I, of course, love, given my business name. And so that's really beautiful. It adds an extra touch of luxury. So it pushes it through the front of the page. And you talked about sort of blind embossing. So blind is where you don't use any ink to do the impression. And so you just get that really subtle a sort of print or impression, whereas you can do letterpress with ink as well. The other thing that I often recommend to people as an option is hot foiling. So that's where you get that metallic, shiny foil pressed into the page as well. And that's really beautiful too. And in terms of, you know, trying to figure out what's right for me, I definitely think that you want to try and think about your wedding overall as like a cohesive event and go, okay, what's the vibe? What's the style? What's the aesthetic? And what do I love? You know, what do I really, really like? What kind of impression do I want to give to my guests before they come to the wedding? Are we doing something really formal and sophisticated, in which case I would recommend something like letterpress? Are we doing something that is really fun and funky, and we might do, you know, some hot pink foiling, that kind of thing? Or do we want to keep it really simple, minimalistic, and you can do a digital print? And of course, if you want to do something like a really colourful graphic, then I would recommend digital printing as well. So again, it all comes down to what kind of impression you want to give your guests.
So how do we ensure then that the invitation and the stationery coordinates with the rest of our day so that it does look all cohesive and beautifully pulled together?
Yeah, so definitely using that mood board or Pinterest board that you've got to actually give to your different vendors to make sure that they're all kind of working from the same page. But what I can do as well, and what I often do, is create a digital mock-up. So let's say, you know, we've got a particular color palette and some different options. People often have a lot of difficulty visualizing that. You know, a lot of people aren't visual learners or process visual information really easily. So if we've talked about a particular color and, you know, doing different combinations of colors or cards or envelopes, then I can do a digital mock-up of that and send it to the couple. And they can visualize and even do, you know, different options. This is option A with this envelope, and this is option B with a different envelope or with a different style. And they can look at those and more easily contrast them and go, oh, okay, cool, I like this one. And then you can actually use that and take that to other suppliers as well. So you might take it to your stylist or to your florist or your cake designer and say, this is what my stationery is going to look like. Let's all work together to kind of have that vibe permeate, you know, the entire day.
So with, for example, let's go basic stationery set suite, what would that include? What items are included in the very basic one?
Yeah, so I've found most recently that couples really are often doing a wedding website for their RSVP card. So I would ask people to think about whether they do want to incorporate that, so sending out paper invitations and then asking guests to RSVP via a wedding website. So in that sense, in that case, what you would have is your invitation card, the main envelope that everything goes in, and then another card that is either a traditional RSVP card that your guests are posting back. And in that case, I would put in an RSVP envelope, or you'd use that extra card to put in the wedding website or a QR code so that people can get all the additional information on that extra card. And that's what, you know, you would have in a very basic stationery or invitation suite. In terms of other items, you know, I would certainly recommend a table seating chart, or it's necessary if you're having a sit-down wedding. And with that, I would definitely recommend to couples that they do it with names in alphabetical order. So sometimes, you know, you'll go up, if it's in table number order, the guests will go up and be peering all throughout the table seating chart through 120 names trying to find their own name, you know. So if you do that, do it via alphabetical order. That's a bit of a tip for you with that. And so that's probably the bare minimum. And then there's a whole other range of, you know, stationery you can get in terms of on the day, and other cards and things you can do for your invitation. And it really is personal preference.
So if we're looking at a basic stationery suite and say we have quite a low budget or a minimal budget for our stationery, what are some of the cost-effective ways we can personalise the look of our stationery rather than just in the wording itself?
Yeah, so I would absolutely recommend to couples that they change the colour of the card and their envelopes. So you might see a design that you really love, but you want to say, oh, I want that in green, I want that in pink, you know. And changes like that with me are at no additional cost. So you can pick a different colour or something that's a different shade of white to match, you know, the dress, or something that's more textural in the card, because I really love that. And then, yeah, you get to kind of inject your own vibe that way, and it's no extra cost. And with over, you know, 100 colour options, we really can make a unique colour palette for you. And I talked about white ink before, so white ink is one of those digital printing options.
Yeah.
And so if you're choosing, let's say, to change the colour of the envelope, you might want to do, you know, a bright pink or a dark navy envelope. I would put white ink on there with no extra cost as well, which really makes that design pop, you know, when your guests have gone to the mailbox and pulled out their bright, beautiful envelope. That's another option as well.
So if I do have more budget and I'm working with someone like you who does make their invitations practically works of art, what are some of the other ways I could personalise my invitation beyond just the colours and the wording if I've got more money to play with?
Absolutely. So the sky's really the limit with this. And I do have a collection that are a little bit like little works of art. So the artisan collection are individually hand-painted wedding invitations, and they're really special. So the paint allows us to incorporate any colour whatsoever. As I hand mix the colour, I might match, you know, your mood board or the envelope that we chose. And then each invitation is, you know, that little bit slightly different. It's really one of a kind, and couples love this individuality. I actually had a couple in 2020 who were one of the first to purchase the artisan collection, and she sent me this image of this beautiful pink cloud sunset with a blue and grey sky. And I hand painted the pink and blue on the pink invitation. We did a navy envelope. But later on she told me that she had hand-delivered every invitation to her guests, that she could see their reaction, and everyone just loved this. And I loved hearing that story from her. So that's, you know, really why I do what I do. But, you know, that's an example of something that we can do. We can paint them if you want to have, you know, add that extra budget to your stationery and really make your invitations really, really special. But there's lots of other options. These are things like wax seals, vellum wraps. So a wrap made out of vellum, which is this sort of transparent but cloudy white paper around the suite that kind of hugs it, perhaps tied with a silk ribbon. We can even do the hot metallic foil that I talked about on the edge of a really thick card, which can add like a really funky touch as well, which is really cool. And definitely things like letterpress and handmade cotton paper are options too. The other thing I like to recommend to people is that we do individual guest names on the actual invitation. So that's really special. You know, you open up your invitation and you see your name on there. That's really cool. And it's nice too, because it's a bit handy, because then people know exactly who is invited to the wedding.
I was going to say, it makes it really clear then that there's no plus ones, for instance, on that wedding.
Exactly.
So for your fully custom designed suites, you must be seeing a whole bunch of new ideas coming through. So what are the new ideas and trends and things that you're seeing that are really exciting you and that you're loving at the moment in 2023 for wedding stationery?
Yeah, look, I definitely love that texture and bright colours are definitely coming through. Yes. I'm seeing bright colours everywhere and I am all for that. I feel like I've been doing bright colours since the dawn of time. So yeah. Come at me if you want some vibrant, bright stationery for sure. Honestly, I'm going to be a little controversial here and say that trends almost don't really matter when like one couple comes to me, because every couple comes to me with a completely different idea of what they want, and they aren't necessarily following a particular trend. You know, people don't come to me and say, oh, I love this trend, let's do this. They actually want something really individualized that feels like them. So, you know, in the last 6 months, I've done one suite which was pearlescent pink with pearlescent gold and pearlescent white. It was all about the pearlescent.
Yeah.
And then I did, you know, an artisan collection painted invitation with blue and red in a light grey sleeve. I did like a really vintage brown painted suite with terracotta and cream. That was really gorgeous too. And they're so different. They're completely different. And this is why stationery and invitations are so special, because the suite that you get in the end is, you know, intriguing, it's special, and it reflects you as a couple and your big day. And it really does give your guests that window into, you know, what the aesthetic of the day is going to be like.
And I think that's a really important thing, because one of the things we always push is do your day your way, like listen to what you are rather than the trends 100%. And what is cool, etc. And it sounds like with your couples especially, they are really honouring that personal belief in themselves of what they want.
Yeah, absolutely.
So are you finding now that couples are becoming more attracted to the unique handmade aspects of what you do, such as the cotton paper, the hand-painted designs? Is it eco-friendly option? Because I know eco-friendly weddings are now, I hesitate to say trend because I don't want it to be a trend, but we're more aware of the impact our weddings have on the world. So how can we make our stationery more eco-friendly and more conscious of the environment?
Yeah, there's a few options with that. I actually do have lots of eco-friendly paper options that are partly recycled and mostly recycled. And these cards are really good because they still feel exactly like the premium cardstock that I would normally use. And there's a really good range of colours and you would not be able to tell the difference at all. Yeah. So that's a really, really good option. It's very flexible. But there's also this special range of papers, they're called biopapers, but they're made from sustainable materials like grass and wheat. And let me tell you, they are so beautiful. And I, you know, they're even more interesting than the standard paper. So I often recommend those to people as well. Like the wheat paper has this beautiful coloured fleck in it. It's gorgeous. So that's a really nice eco-friendly option too. But in terms of planning your suite as well, I would also think about, you know, if you've got quite a few additional details or additional information, you know, it used to be that you were doing 3 or 4 cards with different pieces of information on each, but you don't necessarily need to do that anymore. You could put all of your details on the one extra card, or as we talked about before, doing a wedding website where you just have that one extra card that has the web address or the QR code on there. And you could even print your invitation double-sided. That just gives you the one card as well. So that's totally personal preference. Yeah, so there's quite a few options with eco-friendly options there.
I love the sound of the wheat and the grass papers. I haven't heard of them before.
So good. It's really good.
They sound, I'm going to have to look for samples of them because they sound like the texture sounds amazing.
Oh, it's textured as well. So you've got the look of it. It's got this brown fleck in it and it's a cream paper, but then it also has this ribbed texture as well. It's gorgeous. I often show it to people and be like, please use this. It's so good.
I love that. So nitty gritty, one of the questions that we both see couples asking about is how do I word this or how do I word that and what is the right way of wording something? So what are the must-haves wording-wise we should include on our wedding invitation?
Yeah, so it definitely, again, depends on what kind of vibe you're going for. So think about if you're doing something more formal versus something more fun. So, you know, if you want to think about something more formal, there are very traditional rules. If you are going down that route of, you know, maybe putting your parents' names on the invitation, if you're a heterosexual couple, it's sort of tradition to put the female's name first. But again, you definitely don't have to follow that tradition if you don't want to. And, you know, think about who is contributing financially. Again, you might want to put certain people's names on there. So that's in terms of the naming sort of conventions, but there's other things as well. So please put a dress code. Some people don't necessarily want a dress code, but please do. It just takes the confusion out of things. Put a dress code on there. Have a think about what start time you want to put on there. So do you want to put the actual start time of the ceremony, or do you want to maybe put 15 or 30 minutes beforehand, depending on how comfortable you feel about that? And then I guess thinking about, you know, if you want to include something like a whole bunch of options, depending on obviously your type of event. So are you having a gift registry or wishing well? Do you need a statement about whether children are invited? Are you putting down information about accommodation for your guests? So all of that sort of thing where you want to give your guests as much information about the event itself as you can.
And I know that tradition was always, like, as you said, you know, so-and-so formally invites you to the wedding of their children, et cetera, et cetera. But nowadays, with everything being so flexible, we can have a bit more fun with that wording. Is there a way to really craft that wording to be more personal to us and maybe less formal if we're not having such a formal wedding?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. So there's lots and lots of options there, and couples can either come to me and say, hey, we want some really fun wording. Have you got any ideas? And I can, you know, on request give you some previous wording that I've done. But also Google is your friend. Google is your friend with this one. So you can absolutely just Google some different wording ideas. Come up with something, though, that ends up being what you would say, that feels like you, so that when your guests open that, you go, oh yeah, this is going to be lots of fun on the day.
I love that. And the next really tricky part, because once you've got the wording down, is how do I ask for guests or tell guests about my registry, and how do I say children aren't invited or children are invited? The two really contentious, tricky parts with our guests. How do I explain them?
Yeah, this is a really common difficulty. So it is pretty standard, though, to have statements on the invitation regarding things like gifts and whether children are invited. And I think most people respect the couple's wishes on that. So just be really clear between the both of you around what exactly you want and then what you want to say and how you want to say it. But, you know, if it becomes an issue with a particular guest, I think do what feels right for you. You might want to pick up the phone and have a conversation with that person. But honestly, like, it's my view that it's your day, and if you make a respectful request on the invitation, like have a statement on there, then that should really be followed by your guests. And I can, again, absolutely give couples, you know, particular wording around what you want to say, because you don't just want to say children aren't invited. Let's make it, you know, a little bit more subtle than that.
Let's make it black and white, though. Sometimes it's a bit confusing for guests, so black and white might not be so bad.
You definitely want it to be clear, yes.
Yeah, and I think that's where your wedding website can come into play as well, because it can expand on those things. Like, it might link directly to your wedding registry, or it might explain you might have a babysitter for guests or et cetera for their children. So it might expand on it a little bit more.
Yeah, and having those individual guest names on the invitation and also on the envelope printing is really good too. It's another little tip.
Okay,
there.
Make it really clear, black and white.
Yep, put it everywhere.
There are lots of extra information when it comes to weddings for your guests. There might be accommodation, there's the registry, there's the notes about children that we just mentioned, wedding websites. How do we include all of that in an invitation suite when we're putting it to our guests?
Yeah. So again, you know, you can kind of go one of two routes. So definitely the wedding website that we've talked about can have all of that on there, which is really cool. And I have done a few QR codes lately that kind of make it even easier for people to visit that website. But if you are doing different cards, absolutely trying to maybe put them all on the one card, or if you've got extra, you know, information, you want to have two cards or a double-sided card, that's really helpful. Sometimes people have multiple parts to an event and you therefore might want to do a timeline. So you can just lay it out with each time and each part of the event. That's really cool too. Some people, what I've done before is a custom map as well. So some people will have different events at different locations. It might be ceremony, reception, and then even like the next day brunch. And so you can do a custom map showing all of those locations as well. And we can put that on an extra card too.
I love that. Is there any tips for if you have a lot of older guests that may not be au fait with wedding websites, to accommodating perhaps some of your guests but not all of your guests with that extra information who may not be able to make use of a wedding website?
Yeah, absolutely. So sometimes people will come to me and want some wording for some of the invitations or part of the order,
yeah,
and different wording for a different part of the order. And I can definitely okay. accommodate that at no extra cost because, you know, it all has to be printed and written out. So we could do, say, you know, half of it with one particular wording. Maybe we do send, you know, a traditional RSVP card with an envelope. And then maybe for the rest of the order, we do a card with a QR code or something. And I think luckily, you know, over the last couple of years, we've all gotten pretty au fait with QR codes.
That's true. I forgot that part about the QR codes.
Yeah, that is pretty easy. So I've done a few QR codes lately and they've been really good too.
I love that idea of accommodating your guests' needs based on you don't have to do the same thing for everyone, especially if you have guests that may not be able to access a website or may need other things with the invitation.
Yeah, and like people have come to me and said, oh, you know, we're having a really small ceremony and so we want to send out this invitation to these people that are coming to the ceremony and the reception, whereas
yeah.
we're inviting more people to the reception, so we want to send out this invitation to these guests. And so, yeah, you're able to kind of do both of those things.
So what about addressing our invitations? Because I know particularly in the US, there used to be like outer and inner envelopes. It was all very formal, et cetera. But do you have any tips for addressing them to our guests and the envelope situation?
Yeah, we don't do outer envelopes and inner envelopes in Australia. I've never really seen that in Australia. Sorry?
We don't. We like it was such a big thing, but I don't really see it. I think it might have been an old school thing.
Yeah, absolutely. So in terms of addressing the envelopes, I would definitely recommend that we print on them rather than hand addressing them. So, you know, you don't want to have this really beautiful suite with a custom design and gorgeous finishes and then hand address the envelope. It just doesn't match. So definitely printing the addresses on the envelopes, and not just the guest addresses but also the return address. So you don't want to be handwriting, you know, 100 envelopes as well. So it definitely saves you time to do that. And, yeah, just really making sure that obviously if you've got a darker color, we do the white ink. The other tip I have is that if you are doing the traditional RSVP card with the envelope, what you want to do is ask your stationer if they can actually put your address on the RSVP envelope.
Yes, make it really easy.
So what that means is that when they're sending it back, they don't have to look for what your address is and actually write it themselves. It's already printed on there.
And look, anything that will make guests RSVP faster, you could even stamp that inner envelope. Let's be honest. Make it quick and
easy. Put a stamp on it for sure.
So we've got our suite, we've got our envelope, but as you said earlier, stationery at a wedding is so much more than just the invitations. There is so much to consider. So say we have an enormous budget or even a small budget, what is the rest of the stationery or other ideas for stationery that when it comes to the day itself?
So I would definitely recommend, like we said before, about the table seating chart. So definitely doing that. That's kind of a must. But other things that people like to order too are Welcome signs, they're really popular, but other things like menus and place cards for the table, and these can be combined into the one item, which looks really lovely. Table numbers, bar signage, vow booklets, order of service booklets, you know, the list really does go on. Yeah, so making sure you're kind of across all of that. And you know, you want to make sure that everything matches as well. So if you've done an invitation in a particular style, you really want to have all of the on-the-day stationery in that same style, same font and things as well. You know, there's a difference between getting the sort of white table numbers and the white menus from your venue versus having, you know, keeping that colour cohesive throughout the event and choosing, you know, the stationery with those colours and that style for your reception as well.
And I think that's where it comes in handy, using the one stationery designer who can keep that consistent, the printing consistent, and the colours consistent.
Yeah, absolutely.
So the age-old question, why is wedding stationery so important at a wedding? Silly question to the stationer.
Yeah, I know. Look, I am biased, but I believe that stationery is one of the only parts of your wedding that your guests get to hold in their hands. You know, I tell couples to make them memorable, make them you. The amount of couples that have come back to me and said, oh, our guests, you know, they opened the invitation and they could tell that it was us. They could tell before they even saw the names that it was from us. And, you know, it just makes it so special because it starts that excitement. So I just, you know, like I said, I'm biased, but that's definitely such an important part. And it's so special, you know, this is one of the only events in your life where you get to make such a beautiful kind of little package of paper that comes in the mail.
And look, people often say, well, look, wedding stationery is not worth it because it just gets thrown in the bin. I have got invitations kept from when I was 5. I mean, obviously I'm a wedding blogger. I don't count in that sense. But people do hold on to them as keepsakes, so they are special.
They absolutely do have them as keepsakes. You know, people say, I see online a bit where people say, oh, they're only going to throw them in the bin. Yeah. But the amount of people I've actually spoken to, not even clients, just anyone day to day who'll say, you know, I've still got this invitation from even my friend's wedding or my family or whoever it is. They keep them after the fact, absolutely, which is really lovely. But they've also got them, you know, on their fridge or next to their key bowl for, you know, 4 or 5 months before the wedding, going, oh, yeah, that's, you know, that's coming up. It's really exciting.
And in a lot of ways too, like a lot of couples are doing edible favours now. So once you've got rid of the edible favour, you've eaten it, et cetera, the one thing that remains apart from the photos for the guests is that piece of paper. And paper is quite like, I keep all my invitations because they don't take up much footprint, right? It's a piece of paper, but it does hold all those memories.
Agree.
So for me, it's a keepsake
of,
remember that beautiful day. And I don't have anything else tangible from those weddings.
You don't, because you're eating the cake and you're not wearing the dress again and the flowers don't last. Like none of it lasts, frankly. It's not just the invitations. And, you know, you can keep your invitations and you can keep your place card too. And what I've seen that's really special is some people will actually either print or handwrite an individualized note for each guest. So you might have a piece of card that has the guest name at the top and acts like a place card, but actually has a note to the person from the couple, which is so special because they're going to keep that as well and they don't just get thrown away.
And I think the more warm fuzzies we can keep around ourselves, the better. So I'm going to keep the celebration going and again, keep the memories of it. So have you got any last words of wisdom when it comes to wedding stationery?
Okay, I've got two tips. Don't leave stationery until the last minute. Please get onto it, you know, 8 months out from your wedding so you have time to select what you want and go over the options and meet with your stationery designer and, you know, potentially have a custom design, that kind of thing. So make time, put a little spot in your diary to kind of online stalk your favourite stationery designer and really get onto it. Reach out and get the ball rolling, ask some questions and be like, I'm not sure where to start, but can you help me? And the other piece of advice is to intentionally choose whether you want to send out save the date cards. So people will come to me and say, oh, do I need to have save the date cards? I don't know. And, you know, if you're having a wedding around a public holiday or if you're having a destination wedding or if you've got guests that are coming from overseas, a lot of those, you would certainly need save the date cards. That would be recommended. But other than that, you might not necessarily need them because you're often verbally telling people when the wedding is ending. anyway. So they're kind of saving the date already. So, you know, keep that money that you would send on, that you would spend on save the date cards and put it into your invitations. And, you know, the other thing with that is that if you are doing save the date cards, then you need to actually finalize your guest list more than about 12 or 13 months out from the wedding. And some people just aren't prepared for that. So really choose intentionally whether you want to have save the date cards. And if you don't, that's fine.
Yeah, because it's a bit awkward to send a save the date and then reverse it when you've decided that actually
you're having a smaller wedding. You don't want to get a save the date card 12 months out and then be like, oh, actually, no. We're not invited.
And then you see pictures of the wedding go up and you're like, okay, well, clearly I wasn't invited.
That's right. So, yeah, maybe just unless you really have to, maybe just go with the invitations, you know, 4 months out.
Yeah, awesome. Well, thank you so much for sharing so much of your wisdom when it comes to wedding stationery, because it is so tricky and overwhelming. But I know the advice today was so useful, so thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome. I hope it has been useful. I like to kind of, you know, give all this information to people because it really can be a lot.
It is a lot, but it's so worth it when you have those beautiful paper pieces to just absolutely, if you're a paper lover like me, just love every bit of them.
Oh, and a lot of people are paper lovers and, you know, you get your delivery of all of your invitations in the mail and you open up the box and just go, oh, these are amazing. So it's really special.
Yeah, there's something really special about that old school paper invitation, isn't it?
Yes, absolutely.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome. Bye.
You want to find out more about Natalie's beautiful work over at A Tactile Perception? Of course, you can find it over on weddingpodcast.com.au. We have shared a full written transcript of today's episodes, plus all the links, including to the Tactile Perception website. Now, we would love your reviews on the Feel Good Wedding podcast. We'd love hearing your feedback and your thoughts, and we would love to know what you'd like to see. So drop us an email or send us a message, because we're always open to your feedback. We're really looking forward to the next episode, and we'll see you then.